Well, I thought first half it was, you know, the free kick is annoying because we think it's free kick that we should have and not Huddersfield. And from that position, the kid scores a wonder goal. It's an absolutely fantastic strike. Actually, when he hits it, and I'm behind it, I actually think it's going wide. And it curls right at the end. I don't think many people in the crowd thought it'd gone in. It was just a wonderful strike. And they go in 1-0 when it was a tight. I don't think both sides created much. Second half, when the player gets sent off, if there's a criticism of the players, and I don't want to criticise the players because they keep going, a little bit of quality in the final third. We lack that little bit of quality at times. Although, come the end, the keeper's made two great saves. And Solomon's had a great header. And last year they were going in, this year they go on the wrong side of the post.
I suppose the triple substitution, would that suggest you weren't happy with what you'd seen from your players in that?
I'm not here to criticise the players. The players have been fantastic for us. They're a good group of lads and they work really hard and they're really disappointed. So no, I won't be criticising the players.
Tony, you're getting a lot of stick from those of your own fans there. Does that upset you or what's your thought?
No, I think anybody who's been on a run of games like we have, and we've been on a poor run in respect of results and winning and losing, you're going to take criticism. I've been in the game a long time to know that that's what happens, irrespective of who you are, what club you're at. But when I took over the football club, and it's coming up to 3 years, this club is now in a better position than what it was then. And what has happened over the 2 years, we've just continuously grown. And last year we finished in the top 10. And we signed some good players. Unfortunately, one or two have been injured. We've not been able to put our strongest team out. And we haven't won games, and it hasn't gone for us. And irrespective of what you've done previously, that goes out the window. That's all supporters think about, is the game that you're in today, next week, and the week after. But, like I say, we move on.
So you're not going to start changing things,
like,
just, you're
going to
stick with it?
Well, I played Southampton a couple of weeks ago, and the kid scores a wonder goal. We play Huddersfield today, and the kid scores a wonder goal. And that was the difference between two teams again today. And I have to say, this place is like Stoke when I first went to Stoke. It's absolutely rocking. Everybody is as one, and it doesn't have to make a difference.
How do you turn it around, though, Tony?
Well, you need a few. The biggest worry, obviously, is the players. Is you know, the players' confidence and the players' commitment to go out and do what they can do, and we could do with a break or two.
I know you said last week that I think the running data was high as it's ever been this season. Do you feel like they dropped off? Was there
no, I don't think at all. I think the players have worked out. Like I say, that the final third, that final pass, the final cross more than anything else today. There was times where, you know, we had people spare if we'd have picked the players out, and we've not delivered that final ball. But that's not because the players are not trying or anything like that. It's just a little lack of quality from them at that time. And individually, you know, the team I've started with, the players I've brought on, they've all gone out and had a go.
Tony, why don't you start McLean, particularly when he's doing so well with Ireland?
Well, it's why don't I start with someone else, and why don't I start with someone else? You know, I get the responsibility to pick the team, and that's what I'll do. And one day when you're a manager, you can pick him.